CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 29th of March 2026. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB elections, join the conversation. What is your question for the RSGB board? Could you be the next RSGB legacy committee chairman? The RSGB 2026 elections are open. If you're an RSGB affiliated club, who do your members think are the best elected director candidates to represent them on the RSGB board? Why not watch the candidate videos at your next club meeting, discuss their answers, and then vote for your preferred candidate? There are three candidates, but only two elected director vacancies, so every vote counts. Make sure you have your say in the RSGB 2026 elections. Watch the videos at rsgb.org/candidates. Then your RSGB members can cast their vote by going to rsgb.org/vote. Do you have a question you would like the RSGB board to answer at the RSGB 2026 AGM? Three ways to get involved. You can ask questions live at the AGM via Zoom, submit a written question in advance, or share your question via a live chat during the AGM. Only written or Zoom questions by RSGB members are allowed during the formal part of the AGM. There may not be time to answer all questions, so preference will be given to questions submitted in advance, with three options to choose from, which format suits you best. Find out more, including important deadlines, by going to rsgb.org/AGM and ask the board a question from the right-hand menu. The RSGB is looking for a new chairman of the Legacy Committee following the resignation of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, from the committee. Chris Wood, GD6DWF, is the Society's Honorary Treasurer and the Board Liaison for the Legacy Committee. Would like to thank Richard for his work over the last few years in encouraging new applications and increasing the number of projects the committee supports. If you have experience of committee work, are interested in and understand amateur radio, and can make objective decisions based on the information presented in applications, this could be the role for you. Read the full description at rsg.org/volunteers, then get in touch with Chris via on.treasurer@rsgb.org.uk. If you run a radio club for young people, make sure you take advantage of affiliating it to the RSGB. There are plenty of great reasons, and the best one is that it's free. Benefits include Radcom in the post, with Radcom Basics and Radcom Plus available via the RSGB app, promotion of the club's activities, special book discounts, use of the RSGB QSL Bureau, and access to RSGB affiliated club contests. You can read why Heritage School Electronics and Radio Club chose to affiliate the RSGB by visiting rsgb.org/club-affiliation and selecting affiliation for school and university clubs from the right-hand menu. Tuesday the 31st of March is the deadline to submit your British Science Week reports to the RSGB, whether you operated a special event station, organised a club activity, supported a local youth group, or held any other type of event. The Society would love to hear from you. Reports will be included in a special feature in the June and July editions of Radcom. Send your activity summary with separate high-resolution photos or videos to bsw.reports@rsgb.org.uk. If you're one of the lucky groups to have been given FM radio receiver kits and Morse code tutor kits, the deadline for reports is the same. Groups involved in this activity have been sent a separate email detailing the process and what needs to be included. Airfields, aerodromes, radar stations and landing strips are amongst the sites that will be activated by radio amateurs as part of this year's Airfields on the Air activity. The event will take place mainly over the weekends of the 4th and 5th and 11th and 12th of April. Amateurs can operate using CW data modes SSB on HF, VHF and UHF bands. Certificates will be available for radio amateurs and shortwave listeners who work or hear a minimum of 5 registered special event station. Find out more, visit rafars.org. The March 2026 edition of Radcom Basics is now available in the RSGB mobile and web app for members to enjoy. Radcom Basics is aimed at newcomers to amateur radio and for those who enjoy refreshing their skills and knowledge. This new look edition includes articles on getting into amateur radio, radio theory, and understanding oscilloscope probes and signal generator leads. The full collection of Radcom Basics back issues can be found in the RSGB app or via rsgb.org/radcom. Due to the Easter holidays, submission deadline for the RSGB for the GB2RS news on Sunday the 5th of April is 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 1st of April. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Details of rallies and events. Sunday the 5th of April, the Broadcast Engineer Museum is holding an open day. The museum is located at 41 Kappa Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough in Lincolnshire, DN215XS, and the doors will be open from 11 a.m. The museum has one of the largest collection of historic broadcasting equipment in the world, including outside broadcast vehicles, TV cameras, videotape and telecine machines, audio equipment, transmitters, TV lighting and public address systems. The open day will include an exhibition of offshore pirate radio memorabilia from the 60s and 70s. More info, visit becg.org.uk/events. Saturday the 11th of April, the 40th annual QRP convention takes place at Digby Hall, Sherborne, DT93AA. Doors will be open from 9:30, admission £3. The event will include traders, bring and buy area and club stalls. More info available at yeovil-arc.com. Special event news, members of the Hellenic Naval Amateur Radio Club are active as SZ465CG until Saturday the 18th of April. The team is operating CWFT4FT8 and some SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands as well as on the QO100 satellite. See qrz.com for more info. Special call sign 9A10 SOTA is in use to celebrate 10 years of SOTA in Croatia. Look for activity until the 30th of September this year. QSL via Logbook of the World. For more info, visit qrz.com. Now the DX News. TARE W2APF is active as PJ2/W2APF from Turaçao, QSA099, until the 31st of March. He's operating using CWFT8 SSB on the 8 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or directly to W2APF. Chris VK2YUS is active as YJ0CA from Efate, that's OC035, the main island of Vanuatu, and that's until the second Thursday, the 2nd of April. You can find him operating SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands between 2100 and 1000 UTC, QSL direct to VK2YUS. Contest news, CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest started 0000 UTC yesterday. The 28th runs until 2359 UTC today, Sunday the 29th of March. SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. Exchange a signal report and serial number. Today the 29th of March, the UK Microwave Group millimetre band contest runs from 0800 UTC to 1700 UTC, all modes on 24 to 76 gigs frequencies. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 1st of April, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity. 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 2 meter band, exchanges report, 4 character locator. Also Wednesday the 1st, RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity. 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter bands. If you're in one, you can join the other. Also on Wednesday the 1st, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. SSB on the 8 meter band exchanges your 6 character locator. The SPDXCW and SSB contest starts at 1500 UTC Saturday the 4th and ends at 1500 UTC Sunday the 5th of April. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchanges signal report and serial number. Polish stations also send their province code. Sunday the 5th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs 0900 to 1400 UTC. All modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, after last weekend's HF disruption, the latter half of the week was quite settled. Last weekend, the KPN index rose to 7, sparking visible aurora around the UK. The disruption continued on and off until Tuesday the 24th of March, when the KPN index fell below 3 again. The disruption was caused by a solar and wind stream which had a BZ pointing south and reached speeds of more than 600 kilometres per second. The south-pointing BZ meant it more easily coupled with the Earth's magnetic field, hence the disruption. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has picked up, rising from being in the 100s to hit 140 on Thursday the 26th of March. This, combined with a lower KP index, helped the ionosphere, and we saw better maximum usable frequencies on MUFs or MUFs over 3,000 km path later in the week. But the threat of more geomagnetic disturbances has not gone away. Two large coronal holes are now Earth-facing and threatening to push the KP index up again. NOAA predicts the KP index could rise to 4 on Monday the 30th of March and 5 on Friday the 3rd and Saturday the 4th of April. The solar flux index is predicted to fall into the 130s and 120s again during the coming week, although this is still enough to provide good ionospheric propagation. This may be your last chance to work the CY0S Sable Island DX expedition off the coast of Nova Scotia, which ends around Tuesday the 31st of March. Other DX stations to work this week include S21WD in Bangladesh, OX3LX in Greenland and CE0Y/DJ4EL on Easter Island, YJ1JXZ in Vanuatu, XX9W in Macau, T31TTT on Canton Island and V4/SB9FIH from St. Kitts. To recap, March and April are good months for north-south HF propagation, although we may see MUFs fall slightly, with 10-metre band openings becoming rare at least until the sporadic E-season in May. VHF and up, the current period of rather more changeable weather will continue to be the main weather pattern during the rest of the month. However, with a large area of high pressure to the west of the UK, there will be times when the weather feels more settled, and possibly with a hint of tropo briefly just before midweek. For the rest of the time, active weather fronts will bring occasional bands of rain showers, with a possibility of some rain scatter on the gigahertz operations bands. Spring is always a good time to keep an eye on aurora, since the geomagnetic disturbances are more likely around the equinox. The KP index, which describes the state of the Earth's magnetic field, increases at times of potential aurora. So remember that once the KP index gets above 5, it's worth monitoring the bands for signs of fluttery or raspy signals. Meteor scatter is still under the influence of random activity as we head into April. We're getting close to the next important meteor shower, the Lyrids, towards the end of the month. Sporadic E is current in a dormant state, so we're not expecting that to feature much in reports for another month. However, if you feel the need to check, use the comprehensive 10-meter beacons distributed around Europe to see the state of the upper HF bands for early signs of sporadic E propagation. Last week was a busy one for EME with the Dubus 5.7 GHz activity and the CY0 and T7D expeditions being worked by many. Moon declination starts the weekend high, dropping to negative on Tuesday, while path losses continue to increase towards apogee on Tuesday the 7th of April. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Until next week.